What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
When it comes to the world of soccer, we've got you covered.
This is Atlanta Soccer Tonight with Jason Longshore
on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Welcome back. It's Atlanta Soccer Tonight, live on 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app. I'm Jason Longshore, talking Atlanta United off the field. We'll get into the on the field here in just a second. I want to recap a little bit of where things stand in terms of this transfer window. It opens officially on Thursday. We'll run into August. Then you have to wait until after the season to make more changes to this team. Are you going to make every change that fixes everything in this window? Probably not. Chris Henderson has been really clear in saying that it's over the next two windows that he wants to get this team where he thinks they were going to be before the start of this, where he thought they were going to be before the start of the season, and where he wants them to be to compete for trophies. So where things stand right now, Mateusz Klich off the roster. He's been waived. You've opened up an international spot and maybe a little bit of salary. You are in the process, and I don't know when it goes final. It might go final on Thursday. It has not been officially announced as of yet. You're in the process of trading F. Ryan Morales to Montreal for what could be all the way up to $800,000 in general allocation money. Will be $450,000 guaranteed. That will essentially give you salary cap space. It's not, allocation money is not like for like salary cap space, but that's the best way to explain it in big picture conversation. So you're going to have more room to work with. Combine those two moves that have happened and are happening over this week with the move of Edwin Mosquera going out on loan to Millonarios in Colombia and moving Sean De Silva at the end of the last window, which cleared a good bit of salary cap space. And you have added allocation money. You have added room in your salary cap. Now you've added Enea Mihai, and we'll hear from him here in just a bit. They're going to go out and add more. There's rumors, there's innuendo, there's nothing really confirmed at this point from top tier sources. We will see, you know, what kind of positions could you be looking at? I think where you're looking is anywhere. You're not really tied to South America, Europe, Asia, anywhere specific. You can go anywhere. What would make this team better, in my opinion? You've got to be better defensively, and that could be a number of positions. That could be fullback, that could be center back, that could be defensive midfield. You have to. There's no way around it. The team's given up too many goals. And you look at what they've given up versus expected goals, it's far more. You look at how many goals this team has given up, and you're putting too much pressure on the offense, which hasn't delivered either. But you're putting too much pressure on the offense to go out and drag you back into games. Defense has to be better. And that's not purely one player or one position. That is the back line. I think it is the midfield, the holding midfield, especially centrally. And that's what you're looking at. So are you looking at another center back? Are you looking at a fullback? Are you looking at another defensive midfielder or central midfielder who can go box to box? Those are all possibilities. What do you have to build around? Bartosz Szlich for sure. He's been outstanding as your six slash eight. I think you can really play either one. It's more about a partnership than defining it purely as a six or an eight or one or the other, but not both. Create a partnership. I think Szlich, you can upgrade around him. I think he has to be ever present. the other center back position next to Mihai, who should be the guy, is that Derek Williams? Is that Stian Gregersen? Is that Luis Abram? Is that Noah Kopp? I don't know if any of them have definitively said it's me. Do you have an opportunity to go get another center back? I don't know. Maybe on your list. Maybe central midfield's on your list. Can you get better at fullback? I think you can defensively if you want to go down that road. You're going to lose some in the attack if you move on or add a fullback that would replace Pedro Amador, who was on double-digit assist pace last year, but has not picked up an assist this season. Brooks Lennon, who has been a double-digit assist guy, has not been this season. Those two players have shown you in the attack that they can be very good. Could you upgrade defensively from them? Yeah, I think you could, but is the trade-off what you want it to be? I don't know. That's a tough one to fit because the attack right now needs all the help it can get because it's not producing enough. Very curious to see if you can find the right combination or with time. Latte Lott, Miguel Almiron, Alexi Maranchuk, Saba Lobjanidze, or Luke Brennan can figure it out and can be dangerous and can be consistently productive for this team in the attacking half. I think they're going to have time to do that. I don't know if you go out and get anybody in those positions in this window to change that, but we will see. And I think the rest of the season becomes maybe a bit of an audition for 2026 and the offseason window, which could be very interesting for this group. Why is the rest of the season kind of an audition? Well, your playoff hopes are hanging by a thread at this point after the loss to Charlotte and the draw last Wednesday to Chicago. Saturday night against Charlotte, I mean, it felt like a lot of games we've seen this season. Good in moments. You could say really good in moments. I thought it was a really good first half. You got one goal out of it. It was a good one. Sleesh created it. Muyamba headed it home. But with that advantage, with that momentum, you didn't make it pay off. You only got one, and you got punished for that in the second half. Matt Edwards spoke to the media today in Marietta, the Children's Healthcare of Atlanta training ground, and I asked him to start the conversation, what changed? What was different from the first half to the second half on Saturday night? Here is our conversation at after training media availability today with Matt Edwards.
I think conceding a goal that fast can kind of affect you a little bit. I would say we still created a good amount of chances in the second half too. We still had a lot of the ball and a lot of the ball in their half. We just obviously, like I said, individual stuff that we got to work on as a group and improve and learn from next week and try to minimize that as much as possible.
I was watching the activity over there today about trying to create the 2v1s and getting you guys involved for the fullbacks higher in the field. Could you talk a little bit about that connectivity and what it does?
Yeah, I think it's just building relationships with our wingers, our 10s and our strikers. And then I would say that we want to be more effective in the attacking third. And I think if you can create an overload, it definitely helps. And just getting us more involved will help balance the team. And I mean, it's hard to defend as a wingback when you have two guys going against you. So
is your game different on the left? Your play style is different on the left versus on the right?
Yeah, I mean, I feel like on the left, I'm probably more inclined to go inside. Then on the right, I'm more inclined to overlap. But that's just something I'm working on, so I can do both on both sides, so I can just be effective. But yeah, it's a little different, but we tried to mold the game that way too, and then just build a relationship with Luke on the left side. I mean, we've played together a while, so it's easier. We get each other. So
you don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The details behind the Diddy indictment. Taylor Swift's stalkers. Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
You want to hear a little bit more about the breakdown of what we saw in training today, the activity and kind of what it meant. You can see some clips from that. That is on the Training Ground Dispatch on the SDH Network. You can watch it at youtube.com/soccer down here with myself and Madison Cruz. You will hear from Madison in this next clip. You'll also hear from new Atlanta United signing Enia Mihai, Albanian national team center back. He is with Atlanta United now after a stint in the Portuguese first division. Started the conversation with him asking about his last season in Portugal and kind of what he brings from that year to Atlanta now with Atlanta United. Here's the conversation that myself and Madison Cruz had with Enia Mihai today.
I think conceding a goal that fast.
That was Matt Edwards. Let's try that again. This is Enia Mihai.
Yeah. It was one of the best seasons I had in my career. Like, no injuries, playing full games. I was the captain of my team, and that's a honor. It was a really good experience, playing in a good level. We did a good season. We almost achieved to enter in the Europe competition, but we was a little bit behind. Yeah, it was a good season for me. And the reason, like I said before, the reason I chose to be here, it was except, you know, because you can see here, this kind of training center, it's a level of Premier League. It's a really good one. And that's a bless for a player, you know. He can improve himself. He can show himself every day. And but the rest of that, you know, like I said to you, I'm here to try to fight for titles with the guys, obviously. And they convinced me that that is a target for Atlanta, and we're going to do it.
What did you learn from being a captain that made you a better player?
Being a captain, you know, for me, is not like keeping that one. And okay, it's like showing up in the difficult moment, and in the good moments, go more behind, you know, hide yourself. So, yeah. Give you a responsibility, a higher responsibility, but in the same time, like, in the end, if when the things go good, you feel like, okay, we did it, and I had to step up in these things and be proud of myself. Obviously, I speak for everyone like a captain, but, you know, yeah, that's a thing that improves you like a player when you get the responsibility even higher, you know. That's it.
I wanted to ask you, too, about how important playing for your national team is and what your aspirations are there.
Obviously, playing in front of the national team is big honor, you know. It's you play for your country. I play with great players there, you know, the players playing in my position, they play high level like Serie A or La Liga, they are great players. And always I see this thing like opportunity for me when I go there to get things, to learn things. I always, in my life, it's like this, you know. I try to learn from everyone. I try to help everyone. And but national team is something special for me, and I think for all the players, you know. But for us Albanian, it's a little bit more sometimes, yeah, you know.
Madison Cruz, 92.9 The Game at the SDH Network as well. How has it been getting the chance to get to know all the players on the team as well, and coming into the Bolton training with them today?
Yeah, it was amazing, you know. I was waiting about this long time. Yeah, I try, you know, a lot of names. I try to, obviously, I was looking the games, know them, some of them. But, yeah, I try to learn all the names of the staff, you know, the guys, everyone, because here there are many people working for the club, and, you know, we need to respect them because they are the guys that many times, you know, they are not in front of the camera, but they are very, very important. So I try to learn all the names, and but it was really nice. It's quite hot, but like a Greek, I was in Greece before, so I can say like, okay, I cannot compare or complain about it. So that's okay. But it was nice. Yes, really nice. And I'm looking forward to get adapt, you know, even more, and show up myself even more, you know.
It was great to hear from Enia Mihai after his first training session with Atlanta United and getting ready to potentially factor in to Saturday night's match against the Seattle Sounders. A couple things that stood out to me. We talked about being a captain and being out front when things weren't well and going to the background a little bit when things were going well. that's an interesting approach, and it makes total sense. And I like that kind of style from somebody who will take on the responsibility, but also share the glory of when things are going well. And also the last part where he was talking about the staff and everybody in the building and how important they are to a team's success, and just generally about the building and the training facility. Very cool. It's something we consistently hear from players who come here, how impressed they are with what Atlanta United is in terms of infrastructure. Now, and I think Ania has made it pretty clear, he wants people to be impressed with what this club is on the field, and we will see if it can get back to where it used to be. Seattle coming to town on Saturday. Pregame coverage starts at 6:30 with Abe Gordon and Madison Cruz. 7:40 kickoff with myself and Mike Conti. And we will talk to Chris Henderson before the match, and we'll get any updates going on in the transfer window. Coming up next, it's the 3-4-3. Three local stories, four headlines, three things that make me smile about the game that I love so much. Coming up next on 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The details behind the Diddy indictment. Taylor Swift's stalkers. Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.